Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
I almost passed out just trying to get through that introduction because the air is so thick with smoke right now.
Yes, it is particularly bad today, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely horrendous. I'm really curious, when it comes to pollution, they're, like in cities at least, when you think about air like issues, I think about big grey smoke and fog covering the streets, but this is being caused by bushfires. So could you maybe explain like why this bushfire smoke is different to like regular air pollution?
Sure. So, I mean, bushfire smoke obviously comes from the combustion of the trees, the forests around us, versus the sort of pollution that we find in our cities and urban areas usually, which really derives from motor vehicle traffic, trucks, industry, sometimes gas sources, whether that be indoor gas stoves and heaters. So they're quite different sources of air pollution. Although in cities, more and more we are actually finding that some people also have wood-fired heaters or fireplaces, and that also contributes quite a lot of particulate matter pollution in our urban areas in winter as well.
So when it comes to this bushfire smoke that is currently ravaging the city, what kind of impacts are these having on our health specifically?
Yeah, so previous studies where some of our researchers have looked at some of the hospitalisation data and emergency department presentation data have really shown a link between people presenting to, well, exposure to bushfire smoke or prescribed burn smoke and then subsequent presentation to hospitals with respiratory disease and symptoms, things like having an asthma flare-up, wheeze, cough, continued cough, shortness of breath where people find it very hard to breathe. And those studies have also shown a link between exposure and a few days later an increase in presentations for cardiovascular effects, so increased risk of heart attack and stroke as well.
So these people with like asthma and respiratory issues are clearly those that are at risk the most in this instance. But when it comes to like your everyday Australian who might not have those issues, could it be the potential that they could develop asthma, or are there any long-term effects that this might have?
Yeah, there's been it's a good question, and there have been few studies that have looked at the long-term effects of these types of exposures, which lately, this has become, I mean, usually when we have these events, they're just sporadic events, and we might have high air pollution days for 1 or 2 days and then it returns back to normal. But what we've seen really in the past month is unprecedented in that we're getting these extremely high pollution days and they're just continuing. They might be subsiding a little bit, but not to back to normal conditions, unfortunately. And we have very few studies that have looked at the, you know, are there long-term ramifications from these types of exposure? I mean, we do have, having said that, we do have good data. There's an abundance of data of long-term effects from long-term exposure to normal air pollution levels. And by that, I mean the sort of pollution that we're exposed to every day, day in, day out, year after year. But when we have these continued spikes in air pollution, there's sort of few studies. But we, you know, there's one study that has taken place in Victoria, and a couple that are underway overseas as well. And they do seem to be indicating that there may be some long-term effect with minor effects on respiratory symptoms. So the Victorian study, for instance, showed a small increase in cough and respiratory problems in kids 3 or 4 years after, I think it was about 2 months exposure to elevated levels to a peat fire.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty astounding. One thing that I have been thinking about throughout these past few weeks as well is that Sydney is, of course, a basin, and the smoke is filling it in literal speak. But there is this concern, I guess, about like the bushfire smoke, and then is there a like potential impact and risk of that mixing with regular city air pollution, or is that really not a concern or issue at this point?
Oh, well, it would certainly be mixing with our normal air pollution, that's for sure. But looking, there's about what we call six criteria pollutants that the Office of Environment and Heritage monitors and which are regulated. And pollutants like nitrogen dioxide, for instance, are a really good marker of traffic pollution, whereas particles come from a number of different sources. And what we're seeing in terms of the haze is really from these bushfire events, that is, it's really being driven by very high particulate matter or PM levels, and the NO2, the nitrogen dioxide levels are quite low at the moment. So we are really seeing an overwhelming contribution from the bushfires.
When it comes to these sort of chemicals and like pollutants that are being released into the air right now, when it does come to looking after ourselves, what kind of health precautions can Sydneysiders look to take over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, the general health advice is to, if you're susceptible, or even if, I know that there's a lot of people that I've been talking to who are reasonably healthy and not susceptible to respiratory disease are also feeling the effects in terms of eye irritation, nose irritation, throat and so on. But the general advice really is to basically try and stay indoors as much as possible and very much limit your exercise outdoors, because when we exercise, we inhale much larger volumes of air, so your exposure is going to be much, much greater than if you're not exercising. So avoid exercising outdoors in high pollution days. Try and stay indoors. The evidence around masks is pretty limited. The only real masks that will provide much protection are called P2 masks, and they really have to be well sealed around the mouth and the nose. So it's not really the best public health measure that we would advocate. If people have an air conditioning system, to turn that on and put it on a recirculating mode so it doesn't draw in air from the outside. But keep in mind that the filters in air conditioning systems won't filter out the very fine particulate matter pollution. However, you can buy air filtration units from different retailers, but it's really important to make sure that they have a HEPA filter in them, or HEPA filter in them, and that they are specifically designed to reduce particles in air, and very small particles in air. I suppose the main piece of advice is, if you do have underlying respiratory or cardiovascular conditions, to really adhere to the medication plans that your doctor has prescribed. And if you are concerned about your symptoms, to visit your doctor.
You heard it here first. Don't exercise and stay indoors. I knew all of that work would pay off in good time. thank you so much for your time this morning, Christine.
Okay, thanks very much.